Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Wednesday morning, everyone. Yesterday, after the closing bell, NAS estimated that 51% of the corn crop is rated good to excellent, down 3% from last week. 93% of the crop is in dough stage, compared with 68% last week and the five-year rolling average of 91%. 45% of the crop is dented, compared with 26% last week and the five-year rolling average of 65%. 6% is rated mature, compared with the five-year average of 16%. For soybeans, 57% of the crop is rated good to excellent, down 4 percentage points from last week. 94% of the crop is setting pods, compared with the five-year average of 97%. Early calls for cash hog prices today are mixed, with Western Corn Belt markets expected to start mostly steady, then possibly move up during the day, while bids in the east are mostly weaker. Terminals are called mostly steady, and a light volume test tops from $46 to $50. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 2nd, negotiated swine purchases were 10,637. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67.50 to $72.99. The weighted average, $69.57. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.03 to $61.82. The weighted average, $54.17. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,982. The base price range, $64.25 to $74. The weighted average, $68.47. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.98 to $56.80, and the weighted average was $54.43. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, some areas are in for some heavy rain here coming up over the next couple of days. It's raining over much of southern and central Missouri now, and that rain area is spreading northeastward. So I think in the Midwest Corn Belt, northeastern and east central Missouri, far southeastern Iowa, west central into northern Illinois and parts of southern Wisconsin and extreme northwest Indiana will get the heaviest rainfall totals over the next couple of days. And we're talking about widespread 2-plus inch totals, with some places getting more than 4 inches of rain. So for some fields, it's going to be too much, and that may be the concern, too much rain rather than not enough. Now, as far as rain is concerned, parts of the northwestern Midwest will not get any rain at all, northwest Iowa, northwestward, at least from this system. And some of the eastern areas, eastern Indiana and Ohio, are probably going to miss out on most of the rain, as well as it's going to be this frontal system and remnants from Gustav will pull off to the northeast and the front will weaken. And then we have the next system, Hannah, which will be moving into the mid-Atlantic states over the weekend and up into New England. Hannah is probably going to be blocking out or will probably be staying east of the eastern Midwest. So parts of Ohio and eastern Indiana and eastern Kentucky are going to stay very dry. There may be a few showers and thunderstorms, but nothing over the next several days. Those areas may actually benefit more from a front pushing through on about, it looks to be a Tuesday morning of next week. That's when they have the best chance of rain. But the middle of the Midwest, including parts of northern and western Illinois, we'll get the heaviest of rain, but even eastern Illinois and far western Indiana will probably get a good soaking here over the next few days, especially tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. I think that's when eastern Illinois and far western Indiana have the best chance of steadier and heavier rain. So for the late crops that could benefit from a little moisture, some of that moisture is coming. For most crops, it's past the stage where moisture is going to bring a lot of benefit. And for those ready to dry down, it's actually too much rain. It's not a good thing. Now, behind all of this, it does look like we get a break in the action on Saturday into Sunday, although depending on the timing of the next front, and part of that will depend on just how Hannah slows the west-east progression of weather systems. We will see some more showers early next week, and that will be followed by cooler weather, the coolest air of the season so far. We're looking at high temperatures in our two-state area, upper 60s to middle 70s, and we're looking at low temperatures in many locations getting into the 40s. Now, as far as frost goes, there may be some early next week in the northern plains, spring wheat belt. That would include North Dakota, maybe parts of South Dakota, and northwestern Minnesota. Right now, it does not appear that frost is likely at all for any of the corn-producing areas or soybean-producing areas, so no worries on frost. And the maps going out about 2 weeks indicate no real worries about frost during that time. So if there's any worries, it'll come later in September or early October, and of course we'll have to monitor that. The tropics are very active, and already some heavy rain in the Delta soybean area, so harvesting is going to be at a standstill for a while. Cooler than average temperatures will work into the plains and the Delta as well as we go into next week. But right now, really beyond this weekend, the forecast is hard to determine because we do have Hannah. We also out in the middle of the Atlantic have Ike, and in the eastern Atlantic we have Josephine, and they're all moving east to west across the Atlantic here. So those systems could affect the weather in some way next week. We just don't know how yet. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 790, down 2 3/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 744, down 1/4. Last trade up 1. December, 768.5, up 1 3/4. Last trade down 3 3/4. September corn opened at 559, up 6. Last trade down 8. December, 572, up 2 3/4. Last trade down 8 1/4. September beans opened at 13.11, up 9.5. Last trade down 9. November, 13.04 3/4, up 6 1/4. Last trade down 23.5. September soybean meal opened at 365.10, up 20. Last trade down 7.90. September soybean oil opened at 51.91, down 12. Last trade down 50. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Do we take anything positive away from the idea that even though the market was down overnight, it wasn't down as much as it was on Tuesday night?
Well, I think it's all relative to oil. I mean, you watch that crude oil market, and basically that's what the grains are going to do. Crude is weak again this morning. Seen some technical analysis here of some folks getting that thing as low as $80. And, I mean, if that comes to pass, then corn and soybeans are going to suffer the consequences, and we'll be sub $5 on corn. And I wouldn't even venture a guess on soybeans, but as goes oil, that's the way the grains are going to go. And I think that's going to remain the norm until we get some harvest indications of, you know, are we going to have less in the coffers out there than we anticipated. I know we've got Stone came out at 12,159,000, and I think has 153.5 or 153.4 bushel per acre on corn. That's down from their August report of 12,197, but they raised their bean estimate to over 3 billion. I guess I have a little struggle with that one. Everything we're hearing from our clients in a 10-state area does not indicate that beans are getting better. We need this rain that's coming up from these hurricanes, but I'm here to tell you some of the projections, 5 to 8 inches through some parts of Illinois, that we don't need 5 to 8 inches, I can tell you that.
So in a nutshell, you're in the camp that the macroeconomics will stay supreme, at least to harvest?
Well, I think we're going to remain, what do you want to call it, either on the defensive, just kind of following oil until we can kind of get an indication where this crop is headed. This has been such a screwy year to start with, Dave, that, you know, you look at the dollar is starting to escalate and get better, and it's probably at a 4 or 5 month high, and oil's probably at a 7 month low right now, and the commodities are suffering the consequences. Okay. So is that going to continue? Yeah, I think so, until we get to harvest and can see just exactly what we've got out there as far as yields are concerned.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.